Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos, daf Kuf Chaf Dalet. Today's daf brings the explicit halacha that is brought by the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Ches Siv Dalet, which is the laws of Muktzah, that a kli shemalachto leheter, which we discussed yesterday, may be moved in general, even if the purpose is to prevent it from breaking. In other words, you're not moving it for the use of its item, the item itself, letzorach gufo, you're not using it letzorach makoma, for the space. However, just moving it stam with no purpose is not allowed. The exceptions are, says the Shulchan Aruch, kisvei kodesh and ochlin, moving around books, svarim, holy books, and food. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Chav Gimel and says this dispensation of moving items with no apparent reason in mind is extended to items that you use, vessels that you use at the table, glasses, bowls, plates, knife on the table, which we have frequent use. They do not have a muktzah status on them at all and are like food or kisvei kodesh. Therefore, they may be moved, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes that some are machmir. However, the Ben Ish Chai, Parshas Miketz, Shana Shnia, is machmir not to unnecessarily move the kelim on the table, and he believed this was the approach of the Shulchan Aruch as well. Chaya Adam also paskin lechomra klal Samech Vav, Siv Gimel, and mentions Chazal's intention. This whole purpose is Chazal wanted to prevent us from getting involved in Tirchat Yisera and being too involved in burdening ourselves on Shabbos. So what we need to do is understand better what is considered a tzorach, what is considered a need on Shabbos. How broad of a definition may we have? So Sefer Minchas Shabbos and Simon Peches writes that if your intention of carrying the items is, in his words, le'eza kavana ma, yeh ma she yeh, you have some purpose, you have some reason why you're moving it, shuv mikri, tiltul tzorach, then it becomes like carrying to prevent break or theft, which is permitted, as the Shulchan Aruch says. Aruch HaShulchan gives further clarification on the words of the Mechaber in Simen Shin Ches Tesvav. He says that if you're carrying it, you must have a reason. If you're holding it, you're walking around, you must have a reason to do so. V'tzarech lomar kegon de'ezam de'eno ela mis'asik ba'alma ve'ein lo shum kavana b'tiltulo achim yesh lo tanug b'tiltulo v'aday mutis. It's true. If you're just walking around and fiddling and holding it and not doing anything, then that's problematic. But if you're holding it and you get some kind of ta'anug, some kind of enjoyment, some kind of utility from moving this item, then it would be permitted to move it. This brings us back to the debate from yesterday, Shlomo Zalman Aruch or Gedalia Eisman, about fiddling with an item to calm one's nerves. The Minchas Shabbos then quotes that at the tishes of the Chorkover Rebbe, Reb David Moshe Friedman, the son of the Rishoner, he would be seen fiddling with a box of smelling tobacco without any apparent reason. So he concludes that as a great tzaddik, he must have had a mystical reason. So even the small movements of great tzaddik Shabbos therefore becomes an opportunity to engage in thoughtful movements and activities, really a day to focus on spiritual, meaningful activities. I always taught my students over the years to destroy the notion in their head that the laws of Shabbos were put in place to restrict. Adarabba, the precious halachos, are there to expand our souls and connections to Ribbono Shel Olam and our loved ones on the day of Shabbos.